A detailed story in Navy Times reports that Admiral Harris came up with the plan to divert the Vinson toward Korea by cutting short exercises with the Australian Navy in the Indian Ocean and skipping a port call in Perth, Australia. The Navy issued a press release announcing cancellation of the port call in order to give the families of hundreds of sailors time to cancel airline tickets and hotel rooms in Perth. The press release was also designed to send a message to North Korea, and that, according to Navy Times, set off a series of gaffes and missteps throughout the entire national security structure that would raise the specter of a nuclear showdown, send the U.S. and Chinese governments into crisis mode, and expose alarming communications deficiencies within the American military. The Navy Times story also blames major newspapers and networks for fueling a war frenzy without checking facts. In testimony before the House Armed Services Committee yesterday, Admiral Harris took full responsibility and said the Vinson and her escorts were just east of Okinawa within 2 hours flying time of North Korea. He also disputed a story published by Bloomberg yesterday, which reported that the carrier strike group was not capable of shooting down North Korea's missiles. He said North Korea does not have ballistic missiles able to target ships at sea, and that the weapons it does have would be defeated easily. If it flies, it will die, he said, if it's flying against the Carl Vinson strike group. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.